Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Is anyone listening? We have to whisper. This is private information. This is not to be shared publicly. What we want to do is to give you a sneak preview of information that is scheduled to be published before the end of the month on a website called ProLifeProfiles.com. And it's about Father Frank Pavone and a group called Priest for Life. Priest for Life. Now, Father Frank Pavone, he has spent many years bringing attention to the abortion holocaust and showing people the actual pictures of these children that are killed. And so in that, he has done a great service to mankind, but he also tragically has done things that, well, his profile will explain. And so what I'd like to do is go through some of this before it's made public. So do I have to whisper? We don't want this to become generally known, but I'll share this with you a week before it goes public. And one of the reasons is the folks at American Right to Life have asked if we could get some feedback on this approach. And so if you go to ProLifeProfiles.com, you'll see pro-lifers and they're rated and they rate themselves tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, and tier 4. And tier 1 are the personhood now pro-life leaders who are fighting for the right to life of the unborn child. Tier 4 are people who are considered pro-life, but actually oppose personhood and human life amendments and the right to life of the unborn child, and they favor allowing the government to kill any number of, usually millions, of unborn children, and they just want to have a say in how the killing is done, how, when, and where the killing is done, and they raise a lot of money by their pro-life public persona, even though they're not very pro-life. So tier four, it's shocking to some people, but Billy Graham is on there, U.S. Representative Ron Paul, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin, they're all on tier four, and they all reject that a baby has a right to life, and they maintain that you can kill the baby as long as it's the majority wish or the majority desire to kill the baby, or as long as you follow a few procedures, you get your paperwork done right, and you could kill the baby. And then there are the personhood later group in tier three. That includes, for example, Concerned Women for America and National Right to Life. They say that they will one day support the right to life of the unborn child, but not now. It's not the right time. We need another pro-life justice. And then there's tier two. Tier two are folks who don't oppose personhood campaigns, personhood legislation and amendments. Like at National Right to Life, they oppose personhood efforts. Well, Priests for Life, they have not publicly opposed personhood efforts. You have to search far and wide for any evidence of them supporting anything. That's pretty hard to find. You'd have to be a super sleuth to find evidence of them supporting personhood, but they haven't publicly opposed personhood, so they appear to be in tier two, and tier two are pro-life leaders who support those who have exceptions and who support regulations. So if you go to ProLifeProfiles.com, you could click on Sarah Palin's profile. We have a drawing of her, and it's from the side. It's her profile. Mitt Romney's, George Bush, Billy Graham, and so on. Or you could go to the Tier 1 people, click on Cal Zastro, Personhood USA, Judy Brown, American Life League, Flip Benham, Operation Rescue National, Leslie Hanks, Colorado Right to Life, Ambassador Alan Keyes, and others who are examples of Tier 1 principled pro-life leaders. Well, and if you click on one of their names, like if you click on Sarah Palin's name or her profile, you'll end up at a website, a URL. It'll say prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. Well, American Right to Life has given me a back door into the Pavone profile because it's not yet published. It's unpublished. So if you tried it right now, prolifeprofiles.com/Pavone, you wouldn't get it. A website not found. But I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at an artist sketch of Frank Pavone from a profile. And I'll share with you now the draft as it appears right now. And you could email us input. You could email me. I could pass it on to American Right to Life. Just bob@kgov.com, bob@kgov.com. Or you could go to Pro-Life Profiles and just click on Contact Us and give them your input directly. But here's the introduction to the Priest for Life and Frank Pavone's profile. As a spiritual leader, Father Frank Pavone lets down pro-life politicians who kill. Right? As a spiritual leader, he lets down pro-life politicians who kill. Some pro-life politicians believe that not every child deserves to be protected by love and by law, and therefore they support abortionists dismembering some preborn boys and girls. They call these exceptions. But God didn't care about all the fruit Eve did not eat, nor did he mention all the women David did not violate, nor list the children whom Herod did not kill. God looks at the exceptions. Priest for Life does not warn the politicians they praise that one day these politicians will stand before God to answer for their support for abortionists who tear the arms and legs off of many unborn children, kids whom they refer to as exceptions. Father Pavone, who thankfully has brought attention to the plight of the unborn, has nonetheless promoted an immoral strategy both by consenting to the killing of some children by way of abortion regulations and by defending politicians who demand exceptions, who thereby kill many others. As documented below, and now there are five bullets, one for George W. Bush, one for John McCain, one for Sarah Palin, one for Dr. James Dobson, and another for exceptions and regulations. So first, as documented below, when 3.3 million babies were aborted under George W. Bush's own policies. Now, do you get that? The introduction here, this prolifeprofiles.com/Pavone, it clarifies, not by those rulings and laws that the former president opposed, but by his own approval, when 3.3 million babies were aborted under George W. Bush's own policies, by his own approval, Father Pavone's unquestioning support allows President Bush to sleep well at night, believing that he is only doing God's work. So that's the first bullet about George W. Bush. It says documented below, and there's an exceptions calculator. You put in the name of the person, the title, their jurisdiction, the beginning and end of their term, and it calculates how many abortions they approve of based on their policies. You just checkmark what their policies are, like exception for rape, you checkmark it or not. Embryonic stem cell research, you check it or not, and so on. So the first bullet is George W. Bush, who sleeps well at night, because Priests for Life only praise his pro-life legacy, and they somehow overlook that he actually advocated killing 3.3 million babies while he was president. They overlook that. Second bullet, Father Pavone does not rebuke, but only defends John McCain, whose own policies supported the killing of 14.5 million children, not those aborted against the senator's beliefs and judgment, but those killed by his own approval. You get that? Let's say somebody's against Roe v. Wade. Well, they're against Roe v. Wade, and they want to get rid of it, and they want to protect children. And so the kids who are killed under Roe v. Wade, you can't say, well, they were killed by this person's approval because he opposes Roe v. Wade. But then there's some people who say, I oppose Roe v. Wade, but I think the states should decide whether or not to kill babies, or I think you should get to kill a baby if it's during a certain point in the gestation, or depending if the father's a criminal, or if you inform the parents, or so on and so on. So Father Pavone does not rebuke, but only defends John McCain, whose own policies supported the killing of 14.5 million children, not those aborted against the senator's beliefs, but those killed by his own approval. Scripture teaches of the grave consequence before God of killing a single child, let alone the torrent of blood that John McCain will answer for without any warning for him from Priests for Life. You get that? It's like the Lutheran pastors in Germany who did not publicly condemn Hitler and all the anti-Semitism that Hitler was promoting, and the Lutheran pastors thought, well, maybe this is the lesser of two evils because, you know, in some districts in Germany, the Marxists won the elections, and the National Socialists, they're not communists. The communists are really bad. Socialists are not quite as bad as the communists. So the socialists is the lesser of two evils. So we're going to tolerate Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists because, hey, like Father Pavone says, supporting the lesser of two evils is not evil. That's the way they reasoned it out in Germany. And that's not unlike Father Pavone reasoning it out with John McCain. He thinks, wow, Barack Obama is way worse. It's like the Marxist, and John McCain is like a National Socialist. And John McCain only supported killing 14.5 million children, whereas Obama would have killed 30 million children in the same time. So we're going to defend, support, donate, lobby, cover up for, lie about John McCain, so that people will support him, not realizing that it's like the Christians in Germany who got their followers and their congregants to support the National Socialists because they were the lesser of two evils. So you got a leader who supports killing one innocent child, and you know he's bad. What if you work in a school and you've got a teacher who's really good on all the issues, except he molests one student a year, just one. But really, he's all for laws that provide public scrutiny of schools and all, and he wants parents' involvement in the Board of Education. And he only molests one student a year. That's it. That's it. Just one student a year. So Father Pavone would say, hey, this guy, he only molests one boy a year. That's it. That's not, come on, that's the lesser, that's not evil, it's the lesser of two evils. So we got to support him. It becomes absurd. It is the lesser of two weevils. What's a weevil? Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. They might as well be saying it's the lesser of two weevils. I mean, it's just an absurdity. And it's become the status quo in the pro-life industry, which has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for tilting at windmills like the PBA fiasco scam fundraiser, the partial birth abortion fiasco. If you want to learn about the PBA scam, and if you want to see why Dr. James Dobson eventually wrote, agreeing with us, agreeing with Bob and Yurt Live, what we've been saying since the day the Supreme Court issued its PBA ruling, and with many other pro-life groups, and especially American Right to Life, that Dr. Dobson wrote this, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, period. And he wrote that after full-page ads were taken out, addressed to him, full-page newspaper ads, an open letter to Dr. Dobson on the partial birth abortion fiasco, which raised $250 million for the pro-life industry and never had even theoretically the authority to stop one abortion, not even one. But they didn't tell us that as they used it for 15 years as a fundraiser, and boy, it was a cash cow. Now, if they would have said, if they would have been honest, if National Right to Life and Focus on the Family would have said, this partial birth abortion ban will not stop a single abortion, and we've already been working for 10 years to pass it, but we'd like you to send more money so we could pass it, then people would have said, well, why are we doing this if it won't stop one abortion? What's going on? Father Pavone, why have you been supporting the PBA ban? Why have you been using that as a fundraiser for all these years without telling us that it's not going to stop a single abortion? Why not be honest with us? So the pro-life movement has grown comfortable opposing Planned Parenthood. They could coexist with Planned Parenthood for another 40 years because of the hundreds of millions of dollars that flow into the pro-life industry. So let's continue. That's John McCain. So the John McCain bullet, scripture teaches of the grave consequences before God of killing a single child, let alone for the torrent of blood that John McCain will answer for, all without any warning for him from Priests for Life. Now let's go to the next bullet. Along with other terrible help given to the abortion industry, in one of Sarah Palin's last acts as governor, she appointed a former Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. She did this not after a legal battle or a political fight, but she did this gladly, praising the, quote, wisdom and character of this outstanding justice. And this woman is a pro-abort, former Planned Parenthood board member. So Sarah Palin appointed this radical pro-abort to the state's highest court. And so prolifeprofiles.com/Pavone continues, Sarah has been let down by Father Frank, who has not warned her that she will one day answer for this to God. Right? Think of the children who will be dismembered in Alaska with the official support and backing of this judge, Morgan Christen, whom Sarah Palin put on the bench, made a Supreme Court justice. And by the way, everything here, this is all documented at prolifeprofiles.com. And on every profile, there's a picture of a $100 bill. And it says, win this. And there's an offer to the general public. If you can document a substantive error in this profile, then you win $100. All right, let's continue. The fourth bullet. This is in the overview of the Frank Pavone and Priests for Life pro-life profile. Regarding the PBA ban, the partial birth abortion ban, which was a 15-year fundraiser that brought in $250 million to the pro-life industry, Dr. James Dobson finally admitted in writing that, quote, ending partial birth abortion did not save a single human life, unquote. And even though the ban helped elect many pro-choice Democratic and Republican politicians who endorsed it, yeah, a lot of politicians, didn't Harry Reid endorse the PBA ban? A lot of pro-aborts endorsed it in order to trick voters into thinking that they were reasonable people, that they were not extremists. They were not pro-aborts. They're reasonable. They care about children and about women. And so the partial birth abortion ban gave thousands of pro-abort politicians political cover to deceive Christians in the churches to vote for them. That's the most significant effect it had. The second significant effect was $250 million raised for the pro-life industry. So, and even though the ban helped elect many pro-choice politicians who endorsed it, and even though the ban never had the authority to stop even a single abortion, Father Pavone has yet to apologize, as has Judge Roy Moore and many other pro-life leaders, for having supported the tragic PBA fiasco. Then the fifth bullet. Father Pavone and Priests for Life persist in a failed and compromised strategy of exceptions and regulations, trying to end child killing by defending those who advocate killing thousands of children undermines the trust in God and the very moral foundation needed for pro-life victory. And today, apparently, all federal judges nominated by pro-life presidents believe that the government has the right to permit and regulate the killing of unborn children. You get that? All federal judges. Now, there might be one pro-life federal judge. We're searching for one. We're searching for one. But all of the U.S. Supreme Court judges reject the right to life. Even Antonin Scalia says if they pass a law that bans abortion nationwide, he'll strike it down. Because he thinks that people should have the right to decide for themselves whether or not in their community they're going to kill children. So that's not pro-life. And he's considered the most pro-life of all the justices on the Supreme Court. He's not pro-life. For a third of a century, pro-lifers have asked conservative judges to uphold regulations on how an abortionist can, quote, legally kill an unborn child. And that tactic has backfired. In the end, convincing our own judges, the judges that were leaning toward a pro-life position, that tactic has backfired, convincing our own judges that these children actually have no God-given right to life, and that the government can legitimately permit the systematic killing of preborn boys and girls. So then, embedded right in this Frank Pavone profile for Priests for Life, there is an exceptions calculator that tallies the policies of George W. Bush and comes up with 3.3 million children killed by the actual policies and approval of George W. Bush. Then there is the scriptural warning. Frank Pavone acknowledges that he is supposed to be a watchman, as it says in the Bible. And God says, I will hold the watchman responsible if he doesn't warn. And so here is Priests for Life, and they are not warning George Bush, for example, that he's going to stand before God to answer for the 3 million children that he advocated killing. God says, if you warn them, the blood is on their hands. If you do not warn them, the blood is on your hands. So that means, as a spiritual leader, Father Frank Pavone has the blood on his hands of the children who were killed with the approval of his pro-life heroes, who he never rebukes, he never warns, he only praises. And so it turns out that the Marxists, they got control of the Soviet Union and they killed, what, 20 million people? And Adolf Hitler, how many people did he kill? Half that number? And so look at that. The Nazis were the lesser of two evils. And so all the German Christians and the Lutheran churches that were tolerant of Adolf Hitler, or even those who were supportive of him, because the communists were worse, well, history shows us they were right. The communists killed more people. So isn't it good that the church in Germany made it so easy for the Nazis, for not publicly opposing them? Isn't that great? Pretty wise, right? It was good for the church, showed that they really loved their neighbor and had wisdom. And how has the church in Germany fared since then? Oh, there is no church in Germany any longer? You mean Germany is virtually a godless society? Oh, I guess so. So what's going to happen in America as our Christian leaders have failed in their duty to warn those who kill children by the thousands? And they don't warn them. And that's their self-described responsibility. So the website is prolifeprofiles.com. Please check out prolifeprofiles.com. If you have a website or a forum, please link to that website, and especially, for example, Sarah Palin. If you put a link and tell people Sarah Palin's position on abortion, and then you link to the Palin profile, that'll be very, very helpful to get this word out. Because as the next election cycle comes along, pro-life profiles will likely be on the top 10 ranked websites from Google if you search for, say, Mitt Romney abortion, Palin abortion, pro-life, or so on. Hey, our website is kgov.com, and we really need your help here. Check out our store. May God bless you.